Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It is nothing but liquor vibes right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very, very good morning to you. Shekwan riding solo this morning, and as I mentioned earlier on, we're going to be having a conversation with a very important person, and how rude of me to keep him waiting. Imagine, right? So today we are having a conversation with Stanley Shanapinda. Now, he's the CEO of Telecom Namibia, right? Now, we've been having conversations in regards with, TN Mobile for the longest time. But then, the gentleman availed himself. He was like, you know what? The Fresh FM listener deserves my presence. Am I doing too much?
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
You're on point.
So how are you doing today, Mr. Stanley? Should I say Mr. Stanley Shanapinda?
Stanley is perfect.
Do you know what? I'm such a fan, right?
Oh,
sometimes I compose myself, so I'm just like, keep it together, keep it cute, How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm a big fan of your work as well. I love you guys every morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
For real, how long have you been listening to the show, though?
What's that? Past year?
Yeah, for the past year.
One of your very funny segments was when you were asking your callers, what events they shouldn't be invited to.
Yes.
Like...
Yeah.
I'll skip a wedding in the north type of thing.
Oh, no, is that so? Do you know what? They're actually my favorite, to be honest with you. Like, if I'm booked to MC a wedding or probably even attend a wedding, I would love to attend a wedding in the north. Because, as Zeros, all we do is just a camping trip, Why am I showering in a bucket, guys? I'm just joking, man. Let's get right into it, Mr. Stanley. So, the conversation is, a lot of people have been having questions in regards with your network, right? You are aware of this.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I just really need you to take a little bit of time to just elaborate on the main challenges currently affecting telecoms, network performance and reliability.
Yeah. I'm very happy you guys could slot me in this morning.
Yeah.
And I know we've been chatting for a little bit of a while for us to come in. And there was some stuff we needed to take care of, like in terms of talking to the Ministry of ICT, speaking to parliamentarians about some of the aspects that we're handling.
Yeah.
So if you look back a little bit, let's say pre 2021, Telecom Namibia had roughly less than 350 mobile towers out there. Mm. And then the rate at which they were growing was very, very slow. So in 5 years' time, they were building five towers, for example.
Mm.
And Powercom is a company that's building those.
Yes.
So when we came on board in 2021, we said we need to ramp this up. And so we've got targets of roughly 100 towers a year. And the reason why is we don't have enough, so it leads to congestion. Our product is quite affordable because we give unlimited data, right?
Yes, the
usage is quite a bit. Mm. And then the traffic is quite a lot and it pushes up to the highest levels. It's like driving a Monte Cristo every day 24/7. And so we need more Monte Cristos. We need more towers. And this year we've implemented 59 towers.
Oh, really?
And so we're pushing a lot more. We want 500 more towers by 2027, 2028.
Okay. Yeah. So how frustrating is it that you always have to pronounce yourself on these challenges for you?
It's not frustrating at all. Our customers demand answers, right? And we know that we've not been communicating enough, and so this is also part of us when you've invited us to come over to say, let's share, let's tell people where we are, so that we can tell them they're part of our journey. As we roll out more and as we activate more towers, we need to engage our customers a lot more. Yes,
absolutely. And I think also when the process rolls out genuinely as a TN customer, and I'm talking since Leo days, sometimes I say things like that, and it makes me sound old, but I'm not. But I've been with the network since I got a number, right?
Thank you.
Or got a cell phone. I had the little, the Motorola, the ones that looked like the mum roll. Remember the blue light?
Yes.
That was my first one, right?
Thank goodness.
Cost my mom a lot of money, a 250 or something. But anyway, so I've been, with the network for so long. And I think over time, you're just like, okay, this is where I prefer to be. So we'll just take it as it goes, right? But obviously for people who are probably a little bit newer to the network, we want to make it a little bit easier for them, especially with the communication. What would you say are specific factors that are contributing to the reoccurring outages or slow internet speeds that customers have been experiencing?
So one of the things I think we need to be honest with our customers is about the legacy network that we manage. For the longest time, Telecom Namibia has not been modernizing its network, and it's a fact, and we can't run away from it anymore. We need to speak about that. And so, like, what's it, 2011, 12, like right up to 2018 or so, has been, you know, very low levels of investment. So the going rate is, like, you need to invest roughly 15% of your revenue into your network. And as telecom historically has been doing way lower than that. And so we're picking up. We've gone out on a roadshow. We've collected funds to modernize the network. And so this is what happens. So because we're now rolling out new towers that are 4G and they're 4.5G, the usage increases, and then everything else that's not been modernized in between sort of gets a little bit of a shock, like, to cope with the new technology coming in. So we've got a thing of the old and the new not always being able to talk to each other. So we've caught the problems with integration. And so we've got to integrate and take out some pieces of equipment and put in new pieces of equipment. And that's essentially what happened in June earlier this year.
That was a little bit of a frustrating time. And Stanley, I'm going to be very, very honest with you right now. In terms of communication from the institution to the end user, why has there been a breakdown? And I'm saying this because you would have to call to get an answer, or you would have to call, and sometimes we call the call centers and we don't get the answers. Are these things being addressed?
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons why I'm meeting with you today, to really be more proactive in doing it. And look, you don't have to appreciate it. We were supposed to be doing that a long time ago already, right? So we're looking at our stakeholder engagement and our reputational management plan, which is going to be a very deliberate effort of getting our message out there. Yes, you know, sometimes there has been, when you diagnose a problem and something goes wrong. Like, you don't want your doctor to be prematurely diagnosing you of what's wrong with you until they've completed all the tests and run all the blood work and they say, but this is actually what's wrong with you. And sometimes we find ourselves in a difficult spot to say, but what is the root cause? Customers want to know what went wrong and what we're repairing. So a few times we are working with our international partners to find out what's the cause, what happened over here. But I think the lesson learned is that throughout that diagnosis process, trying to find out what's happening, and we need to be communicating and keeping our customers updated, and proactively, we will be doing a lot more of that going forward.
When are we planning on rolling that out? Because even right now, as I'm sitting next to you, the WhatsApp line is going crazy, right? Someone is also saying on the WhatsApp line here that please ask Mr. Stanley to fix his customer service staff or to replace them. And I'm going to be honest with you as well, Mr. Stanley, because we're trying to fix this problem, right? I have also gone to the mobile homes at times and not necessarily received the best of service. But I think sometimes it's coming, or it perceives as if they don't know what to communicate to the end user. So maybe moving forward, how is Telecom Namibia going to improve the transparency and customer updates during this process, and just making sure that the guy on the ground who deals with the customers on a daily also has all the necessary information?
So we're meeting with our team every Monday mornings, 8:30, which is looking at network quality, customer complaints, and then we have the PR team, we've got the customer care team, and we've got the technical team. I chair those sessions now with something new we've introduced on Monday mornings to say, guys, let's touch base. What's the state of the network? What are the complaints that are coming in? Do customer care agents know what to say?
Yes.
Do we need to prepare the frequently asked questions? Mm-hmm. Do we need to send out a statement? Mm-hmm. And we're busy working on, for example, with our WiMAX services, for example. That's going to go out very soon. So we're taking a lot more of a proactive approach because we've listened to the customers. And we need to be communicating more. So that's one of the initiatives we've now introduced.
All right. Yeah. And then also, I'm really excited about what the future has, right? How is Telecom Namibia preparing for future technologies such as 5G? That is a conversation going on right now. Where do you stand with that right now?
So the towers that we've been rolling out, all new towers since last year, the 59 that we've commissioned this year and they've gone live, they're all 5G ready, right? So we're in the process of applying for 5G spectrum from CRAN. Unfortunately, CRAN cancelled our spectrum last year for WiMAX reasons. And so we've got to apply for that spectrum so we can use it for 5G, and we're in that particular process. And then we need to look at activating it in those areas where we've gone when we've gone live. But our towers, as they've put out up in the north, Irungo, they are 5G ready.
Yeah.
So by getting the spectrum and then switching it on.
Thank you for not leaving my region out. I'm from Irungo. Thank you very much. Mr. Stanley, as a customer, I also have to ask this question, right? What customer reforms are being implemented to better handle complaints or reduce the resolution times?
Okay. So as I've indicated, we've got those standing Monday morning network instability customer complaint meetings with the technical team.
Yeah.
So everyone's in one room. So we know when they leave that meeting, they know what to communicate to
and the communications department is part of it.
Absolutely.
And I'm not coming for them. Love them. I know a couple of them in that unit. But I'm just saying so that the communication is just loud enough in the market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we've also done is we've got the help desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've personally asked the help desk to say, hey, give me a write out of what are the typical things the customers are complaining about.
Frequently about, yes.
So, exactly. So we can say, look, if these are the issues, this is how we can help you in terms of addressing that particular issue. Like you can diagnose and do some of those things, self-help at home already, and see if those are not working, then you can call in. One of the other things that we've done is our WhatsApp lines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're promoting WhatsApp a lot more. And I'll share it with you and you can
share it with
the listeners as well. Is that that works a lot more better and works a lot more faster.
So
I would encourage everyone to use our WhatsApp lines, and that's a very fast way that customers can get in touch with us as well. So if I can just, if you allow me to share
absolutely.
That number,
our
WhatsApp number for all of your all of our staff, all of your
queries,
all of your listeners to use, would be, let me just quickly,
would this be on your social media platforms as well?
This will be on our social media platforms, and we do. We, for example, we share it
Facebook?
X.
Oh, okay.
It's out there on X as well, so they can do that. So it's 085-211-1111.
211-1111. Okay, got it.
211-1111.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the one that's going to get you a faster service, and that's one of the ways we've introduced it. You can also go on our X, and then you can send a direct message as well, DM them, and they do that. So when people complain to me, for example, I'm in touch with our team. I go out and I see them now and again. They go through a little bit of hecticness as well.
Yeah.
And yes, so that would be one of the things.
Yeah. Incentives. As a belief. Like, if I'm offline for an hour, am I getting free driver for the rest of the week?
So I know
any that you're looking into?
I know I'm guilty of this.
Okay.
We did promise a while back to give something back to our customers. And this is one of the things our board members are also saying. Look, we've got to give something back to our customers.
We're yes,
we can look at giving back to our customers. Unfortunately, where we are, because we're running an unlimited a service in terms of data download, is as soon as we give a free airtime to our customers and free data, we run the risk of making the problem
even bigger,
making the problem worse. Because one of the good things that we've realized, maybe not, okay, I've got to be very careful how I phrase this.
Okay.
Is whenever we light up a tower, let's take Korean Cup, for example, by the Samyuma Stadium. Mm-hmm. The team tells me that the tower went live 1 week. By the end of that week, that tower was already congested. So we know our product is affordable. Mm-hmm. We know Namibians love our product. And we need to be rolling out a lot more towers. Yeah. We're not rolling them out faster enough. That's our problem. And that's something we're working on to make the necessary funds available to be rolling them out faster enough. And once we do that, we can look at giving those incentives to say, look, you've got extra data here. This is what we can
do. And the towers can handle it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Mm. Someone on WhatsApp says, TN Mobile is doing great. I salute you, especially your data. All right, so it's all not bad news.
Thank you.
Yes, are still here with you. Stanley, just want to leave this with you, right? Man, we obviously, in families, dynamics, right? Issues will be here or will be there, you know, here and there. But we do love your network. And
thank
we're very
you.
Excited to see what else you have planned for the network. Mm. I think it gives us a lot of peace of mind. I only not speak for myself, but for the listeners as well, that you are aware of what's happening on the ground and you're working on actually rectifying that. Mm-hmm. So any exciting campaigns that are coming up before the festive season hits?
Oh, watch the space.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Watch the space about a lot more giveaways that we'll do. I mean, like, for example, we've at the Ongodiva Trade Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
We gave out some freebies. Mm-hmm. People were winning phones. So that's one of the ways in which we're giving back.
Yeah.
We've got our fiber product. Let's not forget about the fiber side of things.
Let's not forget about that.
We've got a new special that's running for $6.39, 25 meg. Vanaheda, we've started rolling that out. We're looking at upgrading 25 meg for every customer on fiber. So we're doing all the technical work in the background. Governments come out and say, look, as Namibia, our data is below where everyone else should be.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to increase that to have 25 minimum for everyone. And so that's our plan that we're looking to work towards. And so that's what people can look forward to in terms of fiber. Yes.
Yeah. You know what would be great? If we just wake up one day and it's just like free cars everywhere from TN, you know? I'm just kidding, man. Mr. Stanley Shanapinda, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
I do apologize for sounding like a dying cat this morning.
No, you're hardworking. So
I'm trying my best.
I'm very impressed that you decided to come in and
absolutely. I couldn't miss this opportunity. Thank you so much for your time, man. Honestly, you gave us a little bit more insight and we really
needed
that.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So any questions that you might have, you're more than welcome to interact with me on the WhatsApp line on 083-001-029. I will forward that to the TN mobile team and obviously they will attend to it and just advise on all their social media platforms. But for now, keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.